Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, the Lord just spoke to my heart, you know, because what former President Bill Clinton, now called by CBNC the President of the World, who actually makes a lot of logical sense, but his methods and modes are not of God, because it's about taking life and managing life in Africa, for example, in Malawi and these different countries by downsizing the family through abortion, Plan B pills, and those type of things. Versus, like, how about get them industry? How about get them a job? Right. And he is. He actually said. I was just very impressed because we've seen so many wrong things for so long. You know, somebody says, "Well, I would never," and then you see something worse, and then you think, you know. Now that I look at it,
like, so bad.
Oh my goodness, you know, because you know, you can have great intentions and do great, you know, good things, and that's not necessarily bad, you know. You can't just say just because somebody's in, you know, that situation, but you cannot negate the fact the good that they're doing. And he's out, through his organizations, he's helping to find the Clinton Global Initiative. Freaky when you start hearing us talk about the future and some of the things that God's been sharing with us, that he's helping find people, find jobs. But he said of those five things we talked about, maybe this week or last week, it was in Time Magazine, about the things that he learned that's changed the world. And one of them was, the first thing was the telephone, the cell phone, you know, and it was like 86%. Don't have that magazine right here with me, but it was 86%, I believe. You can go back and hear it. But, you know, why do you think, why is that a big deal? Well, it's a huge deal. It's a huge deal. And so, well, how could it be changing? Why did people all of a sudden start to decide to buy a cell phone? And if they did, how did they get the money for these cell phones? And all of a sudden, the Lord just led me to, I don't know if you've heard of Kim Komando. You know, she's the one that does the computers and all that, you know.
I think so.
About computer technology and that type of thing. But when I was like, my goodness, what God just going to speak to me? And the government, part of their, I got to do this. We'll come right back. I got to tell you about this. I've got to tell you about this. But we got to go to a break. But listen, the government is involved in making sure that everybody has a tracking device, has a telephone. I'm going to talk to you in a moment about how millions of people are being given phones by the government, and that's how the Clinton Initiative is changing things, and what that means in regards to our government and you as a parent, and how significant it is to surpass every single thing that we've established to protect us so that they can talk directly to. You know, the Lord just spoke to my heart, you know, because what former President Bill Clinton, now called by CBNC the President of the World, who actually makes a lot of logical sense, but his methods and modes are not of God, because it's about taking life and managing life in Africa, for example, in Malawi and these different countries by downsizing the family through abortion, Plan B pills, and those type of things. Versus, like, how about get them industry? How about get them a job?
Right.
And he is. He actually said, I was just very impressed because we've seen so many wrong things for so long. You know, somebody says, well, I would never. And then you see something worse, and then you think, you know? Now that I look at it,
like,
so
bad.
Oh, my goodness, you know, because, you know, you can have great intentions and do great, you know, good things. And that's not necessarily bad, you know. You can't just say just because somebody's in, you know, that situation, but you cannot negate the fact the good that they're doing. And he's out, through his organizations, he's helping to find the Clinton Global Initiative. Freaky when you start hearing us talk about the future and some of the things that God's been sharing with us, that he's helping find people, find jobs. But he said of those five things we talked about, maybe this week or last week, it was in Time Magazine, about the things that he learned that's changed the world. And one of them was, the first thing was the telephone. mm-hmm. the cell phone, you know, and it was like 86%. I don't have that magazine right here with me, but it was 86%, I believe. You can go back and hear it. But, you know, why is that a big deal? Well, it's a huge deal. It's a huge deal. And so, well, how could it be changing? Why do people all of a sudden start to decide to buy a cell phone? And if they did, how do they get the money for these cell phones? And all of a sudden, this Lord just led me to, I don't know if you've heard of Kim Komando. You know, she's the one that does the computers and all that, you know.
I think so.
About computer technology and that mm-hmm. type of thing. But when I was like, my goodness, well, God just going to speak to me.
Mm-hmm.
And the government, part of their, I got to do this. We'll come right back. I got to tell you about this. I've got to tell you about this. But we got to go to a break. But listen, the government is involved in making sure that everybody has a tracking device, has a telephone. I'm going to talk to you in a moment about how millions of people are being given phones by the government, and that's how the Clinton Initiative is changing things and what that means in regards to our government and you as a parent and how significant it is to surpass every single thing that we've established to protect us so that they can talk directly to.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. We'll be right back.
Wow.
You know, think about that. Promise Keepers, when Coach mm-hmm. McCartney, you know, began, you know, God touched his heart and he began to share with his friend about, you know, we just got to get, you know, men together and we got to get
right.
people together. And two men, one man, then two men, then 40 men, as they began to do this and build small groups of men around America, mm-hmm. then eventually that filled stadiums. But the stadiums yep. weren't filled because Coach McCartney had an idea.
Mm-hmm.
It was because God wanted to begin to get men in small groups and begin to show them himself. And so that happened. Mm-hmm. But the problem is when it came out of the stadiums, it just died out.
That's right.
You know, and what God birthed in us at that particular point was, you know, that it was time. What is the next step after the stadiums? And if you mm-hmm. go look at our history,
mm-hmm.
our history started with next step. And it was
right.
it wasn't just an idea. It was like, what's the next step after the stadium? Because these men were alive, you know, and they went back to sleep and they got mm-hmm. back seduced again. They went back to where they were when they were dead. They came out. They came alive in the stadiums and the small groups, and they went back in the dust. So what was the problem? And then we went through a process of repentance where we went into the wilderness to repent for the turning the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers, and God moved mightily. We finished that aspect of it. And then we went with the traditional model of what we've seen happen, and all we realized that is what's producing the death. And we had
right.
to stop that. Then God called us out to begin to birth, you know, what we're doing today, understanding that God wants his church back. And I think about this. I think about, you know, that, Reverend Billy Graham worked really hard. I mean, they would start probably a year, 9 months in advance to focus mm-hmm. and fill one particular stadium. And
right.
he would go in there, the stadium, and everybody worked so hard to bring whoever to come into that stadium and fill those seats to be able to preach the gospel to them once.
Mm.
Once.
Wow.
And then when he would preach once, think about it, when he preached once, that all of a sudden people would find God. People would get saved. And he transformed a lot of our nation and our presidents and all the things because he just preached the gospel one stadium at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about this. You think about how very specifically that here we are today.
Right.
And what we're finding out that God's called us to stadiums. We've seen the stadiums filled with people. We've seen them filled with people. All across the nation, we've seen them. We've seen them crying out to God, and we've seen this taking place. But what's going to happen first, like the groundwork happened to Reverend Billy Graham when he began mm-hmm. to work and do what was going on. He would begin to do the work, and then the stadium would be filled to preach the gospel once. But what we found out is this, in VFN radio, based on what we're understanding at this present point, that when we share with over the 900 million people that are available right now and they're connected in the social media atmosphere, there's 900, one-sixth of the world's population, that if we share with them VFN TV and the VFN radio program, that out of every dollar that we use to share it with them, one of them comes and sits in our virtual stadium. And they don't come, and they like us on Facebook, mm-hmm. or they connect to us and download our app, but they like us. And so $1 produces a someone sitting in that seat based on what we presently see. Where, think about it. So, and with Reverend Billy Graham, who did an awesome, awesome thing for the Lord, you know, he preached once to him, but with VFN TV and the data radio program, when you sit in our virtual stadium, when you sit and listen and you have your VFN TV app, you have your VFN radio, you have Facebook, you have the VFN Torch. I mean, it's just, you're just every day the gospel is coming to everybody who sits in our stadium. When you help fill that stadium, that virtual stadium, for $1 per person, it looks like, think about it. I mean, if you just write $10 a month, you can fill 10 more seats in this virtual stadium. The probability is just huge. I mean, think about it. Even $100 a month, 100 new seats get filled a month. You have this 1,200 seats that you filled at the end of that month yourself, all by yourself, or maybe even a dollar. We can begin to transform instantly. Think about it. I'm looking right now at a particular article on a broadcast that we had over 73,000 people. Think about that. That's a stadium of 73,000 people that heard the prophetic word over what's taking place on one particular segment. Be a part of it. Let's turn the heart of this nation, and we can turn the heart of this nation by filling this virtual stadium. And if we'll fill this virtual stadium, this is what I believe. We'll fill stadiums all around this nation, but they first have to be filled, and the gospel has to be sown into their hearts now. How can you do that? Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. Click on fill the stadium now, and maybe it's $1 a month, maybe it's $2 a month, maybe it's $100 a month. By doing that, you fill the virtual stadium, and we can preach the gospel every single day to them, where Reverend Billy Graham only preached it once, and look at the return. We can turn the heart of this nation. Do it now. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving.
Have you ever found yourself just wondering who to talk to? Wondering if there's anybody real? You've tried everything. You've looked to every relationship. Find yourself possibly, you know, being an addict. Run through every door, every opportunity. And it seems like all your doors are closing. It seems like everywhere you're going, it's just, you turn and you end up in the exact same place. And I relate to you, because that's exactly where I was. I had nobody to turn to, or at least I thought I didn't. I tried everything. And I felt all alone. I felt that there was nowhere else to go, that I could not find the very reason that my life was. I couldn't find my purpose. And I want to encourage you that there is a place to reach out to. You can reach out to Jesus Christ. That he is real. And if you feel that God can't use you, I want to share truth with you that he can. And he wants nothing more than to spend time with you and have a relationship with you. And you can check out the stories and read the stories of other people who are in situations like you, or possibly in worse or just different situations than you. Go to meetmyfather.org and find out your heavenly father that wants nothing more than to know you. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
You know, Pat, Steve, I remember when I used to go to a traditional church.
Yeah.
And for so many years, you try to have relationship. But really, how could you? You're there for a couple of hours. Everything gets started. It's timed. And before you know it, it's done.
It's hard.
And many people experience the same thing. I can remember when I first became part of VFN and Vine Fellowship Network. It truly was all about family.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt like I was stepping into the book of Acts, because it wasn't about anything else except knowing God. It was about loving God, loving others, and helping other people to experience the same love.
Yeah.
VFN family, if you're searching for a place where you can walk out your authentic walk with God, where you just are not, it's not an emphasis on going to church, but really on being the church, I want to encourage you, check us out at vfnfamily.org. Be a part of the family. Steve, all the time people tell me they want so much more. You know, the VFN radio program, they love the 24-hour loop. But did you know that what's available to them now on vfntv.com is the opportunity to be a subscriber?
Awesome.
When they subscribe, they get access to so much more. You have more content, more information, and more things that will encourage you, will bring enlightenment and education. Be a subscriber. It's absolutely free. Doesn't cost you a thing. You can go to bfntv.com and subscribe now.
Welcome back to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me in this first hour this morning is Pat Hamilton.
Good morning.
And also Chris Hamilton.
Good morning.
Yeah, here we are. We've been talking about, you know, what's happening in regards to how taxation without representation, that's how they turned in our education system into, but there was all these different things, 17. You could see them going to original intent on the VFN torch or on your application or iPad or whatever, and just look at it and see that it has so much more to do than just with the one thing called taxation without representation. It just turned it, all of our books were written on the a money viewpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was written about economy, and it wasn't, you know, written about the wholeness of what they were doing. They were just writing God and our founding fathers' values and DNA and their constitution, you know, writing the history away.
Right.
It's been, I mean, this is a long time. This has been happening for quite some time. So long that, you know, a couple generations can say, you know, it's always been, you know, first of all, if you have any children who are like born yesterday, they look at you and go like, I've been doing this for a long time. It's like,
yeah, right.
You haven't been alive for a long time. But they really believe it. You know, it's like, yeah. Oh, it's been, I don't know, 48 hours.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so, think about this. Imagine somebody, you know, able to come in your house, surpass what you told your children or your children that night at the dinner table, and everything you ever taught them go right into where they are in their classrooms and their bedrooms and their wherever they are in the society, and they can surpass you and tell your children whatever they want to tell them,
mm-hmm.
and communicate directly to them. I mean, that's the ultimate thing, is that if you can, you know, get your message out, messaging. I mean, when we're talking about the five things that, quote, president of the world, unquote, saying was, you know, we're just trying to pitch. We have a pitch problem, you know, which means the pitch is you just keep presenting your ideas and your concepts till finally they get them. And they want to pitch to not only your children, but to everybody. And the way to do that is, and Woodrow, President Woodrow, thank you, Woodrow, you know, he came up with the whole concept of, or gathered it together, organized. You just got to tell it to the people. You got to tell them. You got to communicate with them. So he hired people up to go around the United States of America and speak off the back of trains in different places to just start giving speeches and begin to change the way people think. They begin to pitch his idea for big government, to pitch his idea for how he thought things should be.
Right.
I mean, that's without all this technology.
Right.
So, I mean, you have to get, because God's given each of us authority, you got to be able to pitch your idea. You got to be able to talk to people about where you want your business to go. You know, you got to be able to talk to your family about how you think family should be. And you have to present to a people who God loves the gospel, the kingdom, and give them an opportunity to be able to receive Jesus. You have to talk to people.
Right.
Which means that means then the spoken word is a very powerful thing.
Right.
It matters who's speaking into your ear. And so we establish, you know, a presidency. With the presidency, we establish three branches of government. You know, the legislative branch, the judicial branch, and the executive branch. We established the Federal Bureau of Investigations, the FBI. We've established, you know, governors and state legislators and state judiciary branches and state law enforcement officers and county and state officials and legislators. Mm-hmm. We're appointing all these people to represent us as representative government. So we listened to them. We thought about who we're going to put in the place to represent us, because this is a representative form of government.
Mm-hmm.
And we voted for them to represent us. And we voted in school board members who run our schools, and we voted in, you know, all these different places. That's called representative government.
Right.
But now the government's wanting to surpass everything that represents us. When somebody says, I just want to get past Congress, this is America. That's representative government. We sent them there. Listen to them.
Right.
I'm telling you, Palestinians are listening to them. I was watching DW the other day, and they were interviewing one of the Palestinians there, and the Palestinian says, we can't, it doesn't matter much what the president thinks because they have their Congress. You can't, the Congress would prevents this from taking place, the two-state solution, the different things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that Congress is a Senate and a House of Representatives. Mm-hmm. And the Senate is two senators from every single state. There's 50 states. There's mm-hmm. 100 senators. So everybody has equal presentation in the Senate.
Right.
The House of Representatives is based off the population of your state. So you have better representation in the House of Representatives than you do the Senate. Because
right.
it represents, if you have a huge state, you know, and you live out in north of Dakota, comparing your state, I mean, they got like a couple million people or something.
Right.
And you're living, you know, that's just the city of New York. You're not represented. But to skip Congress is to skip you. Because you thought that out, the person out, and you met with them, and they talked to you, and they pitched their vision and what they're doing, and you agreed with it, and you said, I'm going to put this person, vote for this person to put them in. For the president to surpass Congress is to surpass you.
Right.
It's not okay when somebody says, well, I'll just do this outside of Congress. They're saying, I will do this outside of you.
Right.
You granted, you know, Congress has done some crazy stuff, but listen, vote somebody else in if you don't like it, but don't do away with the very thing that kept us for 250 years, you know, the Constitution. And I mean, he's wanting to skip everything.
Mm-hmm.
But to skip Congress is not only just to skip you, but to skip your constitutional right and to skip the Constitution itself.
Right.
Because he's supposed to go to the Congress. And the Congress is supposed to go with the president. And
right.
the Senate is supposed to work, you know, they're supposed to work together. And the judiciary branch is not supposed to make laws. They're supposed to make sure if they're constitutional or not. But now they've been legislating from, which means making laws from the judiciary branch, where they're not supposed to, because mm-hmm. the congressional branch is the one that makes laws. And the executive branch is supposed to enforce the law,
right.
but not supposed to make the laws. And so they just semantically change the name of them. And started calling them other things,
right?
You know, initiatives,
mm-hmm.
And then they put a whole bureaucracy around that to enforce it, and they use the commerce law to tax you on it. And it's like, you know, where is Congress in all this? Mm-hmm. And so, the reason why I'm talking about the cell phones is, I mean, the Lord just spoke to me about this. You know, and you don't, I mean, it's difficult already to do what is right in the context of this present day culture. But if they're surpassing you as a parent, they're surpassing your school board, your legislator, your governor, your congressman, your senator, everybody, FBI, mm-hmm. your state law enforcement, all they're surpassing all of that. And they're going right to your kid where they are, right to you or right to someone in this nation. Then they surpass, that is a king. That is not a president. That is not somebody in the context of the constitutional laid out. If you can, you need to read it, by the way, how it's set up.
Mm-hmm.
How it's set up. It's written in the Constitution. It's where it comes from. And then the Lord just speaks to me about this, and I go check it out. And it was true. The FDA, the Federal Drug Administration, is the one, the appointee of our president, appoints the Food and Drug Administration over it, and they're handing out free cell phones. Over 12 million cell phones so far.
Wow.
Which means this. This is what this means. They're able to communicate with 12 million phones. 12 million people.
Right.
What's very interesting also, we know that a storm is brewing. A storm is brewing, and the key to those who want the storm to harm America or harm us and take away our Constitution, that they're going to be doing things that promotes this tidal wave, this tsunami of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's just issue phones to 12 million people. And let's just give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just pay for it. And that's huge, because what Woodrow proved, and by the way, Hitler used what Woodrow created. Woodrow did not use what Hitler created, which was propaganda. Propaganda came from Woodrow Staff Goebbels. You can see that on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. But so now they can communicate and start pitching their message. Oh, don't listen to them. Don't listen to your parents. Don't listen to your community. And you're like, dude, you're surpassing. I mean that in a respectful way, by the way. If you're MC, dude, I don't see, you know, forgive me if that sounds kind of, but that's a, down south, that's a good term. And so, but understanding that, that they're surpassing all that. They're surpassing the entire Constitution. Listen, they're not surpassing a piece of paper. That's what's written on the piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
The piece of paper says they got to go through the ones you sent there to represent you, who every day they're dedicating themselves to knowing what's going on, reading the bills, and coming back and reporting to you in town hall or personal meetings, encounters, or emails, or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and newsletters, and letting you know, and so you can share back with your representative. And then they go back and says, well, my constituent, pretty much, you know, the majority of them want to go this way with it. And so they pull the lever based on that. Now, if you have some rebel there that says, you know, I don't care what my constituent says, that I'm going to do it. Well, he's not representing the government, or she's not representing you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay. What you do is you say, oh my goodness, what stupidity. And so you just go, you know what? We're not going to vote for that person next time. We're going to vote for somebody who represents, who actually tells the truth.
Right.
And it's going to represent our values. That's it. You don't yell at Congress. You replace Congress.
Mm-hmm.
It's representative government. And when you hear anybody saying, I want to surpass all these people that you put in place to represent you, realize they're surpassing your constitutional rights. And the next thing that's going to happen is you're going to be surpassed. And this whole nation, as we know, it's going to be gone. And all of our rights that come from God that we wrote down in the Constitution, you're not going to have them anymore. You're not going to have them anymore. And this is the biggest thing that hit me, because there's like 86% of the world's population has phones now.
So wow, 86.
So what do you think? What do you think that? What do you think that? The Clinton Global Initiative is doing?
Mm-hmm.
Issuing phones.
Wow.
What do you think they're doing? And you think about it, that. A phone means this. A phone means they can be in communication with you. They can text you at any moment. And believe me, this, you know, I mean, people, they believe in text communication.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's amazing. Like, yeah, I was talking to so-and-so. Oh, you did? I just talked to them. They said they hadn't heard from you in about a year. It's like, oh, I was texting. It's like, well, that's, you know, they consider that. They consider that legitimate form of communication, mm-hmm. and intimacy. And
yeah.
He's like, really? Well, get this. Anyway, so... So 12 million have come now. And you've heard, right, Chris, people talking about...
Yeah, they say it's a right now to have a cell phone. It's a right now to say to have a cell phone. It's no longer a luxury.
It's a right. It is a right to have a cell phone. Listen, you know, it actually, it's amazing that, you know, the lust for a phone... You know, I was walking to a parking lot to get in my vehicle, and I think I was sitting in it, and I'm looking around, like, all these people in this parking lot, they're all looking at their phones and they're texting and mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. I'm like, oh my goodness. You know, I'm thinking, this is crazy. What are they doing? Oh my goodness. And then I looked like, well, so am I. I was doing the same thing, you know? I'm like, what have we, you know, but understanding that this is the big thing. Listen, this is huge. You got to qualify for this. And this is your qualification is you have to be already getting things from the government to get a phone. That's it.
Right.
You know, it's the biggest, they say this is the biggest, list of people that have ever gotten food stamps in American history, which I believe in helping people out. So I'm not saying that's wrong or right. I don't know about it, but I'm just saying that qualifies these millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of people to get a free phone from the government. And it's like a whole list of anything. You're getting anything from the government, like a free lunch. If you qualify mm-hmm. for a free lunch, you get a phone. And so that means they have direct communication. The FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, is in direct communication with 12 million so far Americans. And this is the big one. Listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
And they pay for them. This is how they pay for them. You can read about this. Hopefully it'll be available on the Torch. I was reading about the USA Today. Is that you have a charge. The guys who pay for their phone, the men and women who pay for their phones, there's a fee on there. And they're taxing you so they can actually build a political base. No, so they can actually build a people, 12 million people on cell phones. And they pitch all this fear. Oh, my goodness. You know, where would you be without a cell phone? I don't know. Peaceful? That's a radical. And so you're paying for those free phones so that the Food and Drug Administration, an appointee by our president, can talk directly to them. It's amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So you can change. If you can tell, he says, I'm going to go directly to the people. I'm going to go directly to the people. It's like, I don't think it's supposed to work that way.
Yeah, right.
I mean, talk to the people, but also talk to Congress. Work with Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and people say, well, Congress, yeah, they won't work with me. You know, and it's like, well, will you work with Congress? You know, they're just as important as you are because we put both of you guys in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Put both of yous in there.
Both yous?
Both yous in there. And so you're both important.
Mm-hmm.
Your Senate's important. Congress is, well, the representative, the House of Representatives is important, and the president's important. You know, you can't point your finger at the other one because you are part of the ones that we appointed to work together, you know, for defending our Constitution from enemies foreign and domestic,
mm-hmm.
and to resolve these issues and not surpass our Constitution, but rights, but uphold them. And this is the thing. This is it. This is the kicker. I was just blew me away.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't even begun to loose this program nationally yet. They've just been testing the waters.
Mm-hmm.
Guess when they're going to loose this program nationally?
What, November?
The fall. Right now.
Of course.
They've already got 12 million phones out, and they haven't even started.
Oh, my goodness.
They haven't got started yet.
Wow.
You know? And it's like, this tidal wave, this tsunami that's coming, it's gonna, like we just heard yesterday from Chuck Pierce, it's really encouraging. Where if you missed it, you need to hear it. And I don't know what the title of it is, but on your highlights, mm-hmm. or on the VFN Torch on your app,
The Roots of Racism.
The Roots of Racism, really, is that what it's called? Well, it's got a lot of things in there, but anti-Semitism is the root of racism. And that if we don't deal with the anti-Semitism, which is hatred towards the Jews,
mm-hmm.
We'll never get rid of, you know, racism in there. But also he talks about, you know, a powerful move of God is going to be taking place, and that the church is going to rise to its a real powerful place,
mm-hmm.
you know, during the midst of all the worst times coming. You know, one more thing real quick, like we got to, yeah, I missed my main point with these phones, and you're talking about how the government's put 12 million phones out and given them to people, and now they can talk directly to the people,
mm-hmm.
and they're fixing to launch them in this fall. Right now, you're going to start seeing probably phones go out to everywhere. That's why everybody's on these governmental programs, and they can actually get this form of communication into them.
Right.
So what do you see when you start to see political ads? What do you start seeing? They say, listen, text us. Text money into us. It says text $10 into us. You have political ads that comes up, and it says give us $10. And so you have 12 million people,
mm-hmm.
who got a free phone, who can use that phone to send $10 to somebody who gave them a free phone. Is that crazy?
Ain't that something?
And they're fixing to distribute a ton of them. I mean, that's like $100 million in one at one moment.
Wow.
Think about it.
Yeah.
The power to communicate, you can tax the people directly. You can create literally a community organizing effort that just flips a nation, fundamentally transforms it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.